I live a whole hour away.
You live a whole hour away.
The guy just doesn't sound so.
Okay, we're actually going to do this. So that talk about it at the same time. So bring up Oracle and bring up one that has copies of donor, donation, and all that good stuff. And we're actually going to just go through that because I think that an explanation of how the indexes and the keys and everything work. It's helpful to just do it. So, and I may have different data up here than you have, but that's not a problem. It's more seeing that you're getting something out of it. Okay, so I'm going to start out. And I made copies of the three tables so that I could mess them up. Okay? So I said, create table donor Z as select asterisks from donor. And we'll see if I've done that right.
We're doing this on the
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want you to do it on the computer so that you basically go through this. Okay, so I just created copies of all of them. I'm creating copies of all of these tables. So that if I don't want to mess them up, and I'm going to be creating primary keys and all the rest. I don't want to mess up my original tables. So I'm first starting out by creating copies of the three tables I'm going to use. Donation and drive from all the things you've done.
I changed the name because I messed up on them.
Okay. Well, you should have something that has.
Yeah, I have my file, so I'm going right. to your file.
I want you to make a copy of your file and give it another name.
Okay.
Okay, and apparently donation Z already exists. So I'll do a DESC or a select asterisks from donation Z and see what I've got. One, so I dropped what I already had using the drop command. So I already had one, so here is an example of the drop command. I went in and did a drop the table donation so that I only have one of those. Actually, I like having that table. So at this point, hopefully you've all got...
I'm confused. Not working at it. I did put the right people in there.
What do you mean it's not working? By doing was making copies of all of the tables. Okay, so I've got the tables all made. Okay, then I want to go in and I am adding a primary key. Okay, so the next thing I want you to do is add the primary key. I'm saying all of the tables donors see. Add a constraint. Now, I don't have to put a constraint in the name. If I don't put those, it will not give it a name. I could have just said the primary key, but I want to do it this way. So I'm saying alter table donor Z. So I am going to add a... Okay, so I'm adding a constraint. ID number Z dot primary key, and it's the primary, I can't spell, key ID number. Okay, so I've now altered the table by adding a primary key. So donor Z now has a primary key. And if I do a DESC of donor Z, you see the not null on it, which tells me that indeed it created. Let me put up the DESC of donation.
I don't have the whole table right, but not one of the views.
I don't even have the table. I never used, like, I never did that before.
Okay.
How do you do that? Is there a strip in here? What had you do? For donation and drive.
I already know $10,000. Who knows? I mean, it's
a table.
Okay, there are the tables.
Oh, we need it. Yeah, if I can use it, but now you need to already come.
Yes, add phone.
There are what I have out there. So if you don't have a table, you can quickly create one.
Yeah, I was just skimming through to see if there was a script or any type of something like that, copy and paste, but it looked like I could just...
Hey, that's what I did.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you got donor, right?
I have donor. I just got to create the
so donation. So donation and drive are failing.
Wait, isn't it alter
and you don't have the table. table, you can create them too.
Well,
well, you have your donation to drive?
No, no.
Well, you can create them. Just say create table donation. And here is the information I want them to send. So you can go ahead and create those before we go on. I thought you all had those. So now you got three tables.
Yeah.
Donut, donation, and drive.
Yep. Now I just need to make a table.
Now you
the
got
original table for donut.
How do you make it not null?
Not null two ways, but I did it by making it a primary key. Okay. Up here I said all of the table donor key.
Yeah.
Add a constraint, and I gave it a name. Primary key ID.
Yeah, no, I got that, but for the second one, yeah? Was it add constraint, ID number, drive number, con date, underscore, primary key? That one says I can't do it because it's not null.
Oh, you're already to the next one?
Okay, what you need is three tables, a donor table, a donation table, and a drive table.
Okay, a donation, a donor?
A donation, a donor, and I think you probably have at least the donor.
I recreated the IS one as donor drive, a donor C.
That's the donor one.
Right.
Now you need to create a donation table and a drive table. What?
I couldn't see the drive table anymore.
Okay, we are going to make it through this handout. We really are. You have to create a drive donation table. Create table.
So you put create table. And then it's
create a table in SQL, and there is.
That's right.
So here's the create table. Here's a create table. You give it a name, like donation. And then you put the thing in.
Oh, it makes sense. The table is the same.
Okay.
Right. I do description.
So that's how you do a create. And then once you've created the table, you don't have to do a copy. You can just create donor Z. I don't care. Or donation Z. Probably better to create the original thing. Create is done that way. This is the description. So you're going to have an ID number, a drive number, a contribution date, and a contribution amount. And then when you get to the insert, these are the records that you're inserting.
Right. But I'm doing the donation. I already have the drive book up anyway.
Okay.
So the first one I already have up because I use my name.
You have the donor.
Right.
Okay. So here's the donation. Here's the donation. And if you are having trouble there, the inserts, the format of an insert statement as well.
So why would I be getting a message that says column contains the null values? So you could have to add. No, because you just made it, Tim. You didn't even have that, right?
No.
Well, I mean, one of the columns you can put in data somehow when you did the insert.
Yeah,
you put all four things.
I didn't have the date for some reason, so I added it. But now it's not working. But he added his for his work.
So I made my table, when you say this, I made my entire table right here, right?
Right.
All together. The current date, so he went back and added it in. So
it should allow you to do add a column. I think you want how to delete a primary key. All the table drop primary key. That's what you need, right? You want all the table and then drop the primary key. That's what you need. that is the thing you wanted back. Yeah, adding a column that is part of the primary key or something you declared as null, like I see what you've done now,
yeah,
is a problem, because if you said it can't be null, and by definition, part of the primary key can't be null. So that was where the problem was. So if you drop the primary key and then put it back on after you put the column in, I think you'll be all right. It took me a minute to figure out what you were talking about. So we're back to almost?
Yeah, I'm finishing up the donation table now.
I'm on the drive table.
I'm done with the drive table.
Okay.
I'm on the first row of the donation table.
I don't think I much care if you don't have all of them.
You don't need all the data for them.
Definitely don't want to.
And then after you get the tables created, we're going to go in and create the keys. Alright. Okay. He's almost done. He promises.
I'm on the fourth one now.
Okay. You can just put anything in. It doesn't have to be the same as mine. The keys probably should be the same as mine, or the same as keys you have in your donor. I don't know what you have in your donor. Okay.
See,
so
if I do it that way, I get the keys.
So what I've got now is the three tables, supposedly. So I'm going back to the handout, and I'm saying alter the table donor Z. Add a constraint called ID, and I called it actually ID on Z, but I meant to call it ID number Z. But I like ID on Z, that's just fine. Okay, so I made a name for it. And then I said, on the primary key is going to be ID number. So the primary key is ID number. I made that, and I gave it a constraint name of ID on Z underscore PK, so that I have a constraint name on that. Okay, so then the next thing I'm doing is I'm going in, and the donation table has a key that is made up of three parts. Okay, so the donation table has ID number, drive number, and contribution date. It's got the three parts. So when I make a key for that, I have to put in all three parts. Okay, so I go in and I say alter table donation, And then I say, and a constraint, ID number, drive number, contribution date. That's a little bit carried away, but anyway. Primary key, and then I say the primary key is ID number, drive number, contribution amount. Okay, invalid alter T option. Wonderful. What did I do now? Did anybody get that working right? And what did I put
number
in wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
Donations equal.
Alter.
Oh, you spelled constraint wrong.
That would do it. Yep. Alter table donations. Add constraint. ID number, drive number, contribution date, underscore PK. It's a primary key. And it's got ID number, drive number, and contribution amount. And the table got altered. So now if I do a DESC of donation Z, I see not null on all of these, except that I made a mistake. Okay, I was paying too much attention to the other stuff, and I made contribution amount out of the key, and it shouldn't have been. Okay, so if we look down here, we're going to do the same thing that he did. Alter the table name, drop primary key. So I'm going to say alter donations, drop primary key. Okay, alter table donations. And the table got altered. So if you make a mistake, you can fix it. So now if I do DESC donations, it's back to not having any primary key. And now if I go in and do the alter, and do it right this time, I'm saying alter table donations, add constraint, ID number, drive number, contribution date as the primary key. Thank you. Where are you when I need you at home?
Over.
Drive number, and now I've got date, contribution date. Let's see if I can actually get this right. And the table is altered. So now if I do a DESC of donation, I've got it right. Okay. Okay, so now I've got it right. So the primary key has put non-null on all three of those because they're all parts of the primary key and so they cannot be null, as he found out. Okay, because once you've made the primary key, so it's real important that you put in the fields that you want to be part of the primary deed when you create the table, or you can't do it. And if you have a problem, you can go back in here and drop the primary deed, which is what I did. All the table donations, drop the primary key, and then I fix my primary key. Is everybody with me so far? Okay, then I want to put the drive number also has a primary key. So here it is, all the table drives, and I'm adding the primary key there. Okay, so I want to have my primary key on all three tables. And on my drive table, the primary key is just the drive number. So I'm going in and saying alter table drives, and I'm saying add the constraint drive number Z underscore PK primary key drive number. Okay, so I altered that table, and if I now do a DESC of drives, then, whoops. I now have the not null on that. Okay? So now I'm going down, and the next thing I do is I'm adding a foreign key. Okay? So I'm going in and adding a foreign key. So the foreign key, I'm taking the donation table, all the table donations, add a constraint, and I gave it a name with an FK to tell me it was a foreign key. Foreign key drive number, and I am referencing the drive table. Okay, so I want drive number on the donation table to reference drive number on the drive table. And drive number on the drive table is the primary key. Okay, so I'm saying take the drive number on the donation table, because I'm saying all the table donations. Add a constraint, which is a foreign key, and it's based on the field drive number, and it is referencing the drive table. Okay, so go in and do that.
You have to actually type reference the drive in.
Pardon me? Yeah, otherwise how would it know what table?
All right, I wasn't sure if that was like actually part of the command or...
It would not know how what table it was. So I'm saying alter table donation. So I'm making a change to donation. I'm adding a constraint, and that part you don't have to have. Drive number Z foreign key.
Yeah, don't look at it.
And it is a foreign key, and the foreign key is drive number, and it references drives. And I got a problem too, but it's mainly because I can't spell. And we all know that's true. Okay, drive number has an E in it. And the table's been altered. So now I've set up a foreign key. And the foreign key is
card key is in the donation paper. I am taking the drive number, and I am linking it to the drive number down here. Okay? And it doesn't want to be really right. Just not a good day, any way you look at it.
It doesn't like that.
It doesn't want to make the line.
It doesn't want to be the form key. It says parent key, not home.
You have drive number on both of them?
Yep.
Okay, because I have a drive number on my donation paper and a drive number on my drive paper. And I'm saying all to the table donations.
One of my tables.
Okay. Add a constraint, and the constraint name doesn't matter. And then I'm saying foreign key is drive number, and it references the driver. So I'm saying drive number, maybe I can draw a line over here, no? Yeah, fine. Okay, so... See what's wrong with his?
His.
Okay. All the table, and I'm taking the donation table.
Yeah, exactly.
Add a constraint, forget about them. It doesn't matter what you call it. And then you have to say foreign key, and I'm taking the field on the donation table, which is drive number. And I'm saying it's going to reference in drive table, and so it's referencing in to drive number on the drive table. Joe's working yet? If you did it in lowercase?
Nope.
Is there anything different between yours and mine?
No, I copied yours.
All the table donation fee, add constraint, and give that a number of some kind, a name of some kind.
So what happened with mine was one of my tables, the drive, the ID number and drive table, it was missing high. So when you
Sorry, people at home. They're going to have an interesting listening on the next day.
I was
a lot of problems. Make up a different name for the party. See if that happens. Yeah, I'll just make up a different name. Call it DDD or something. Donation drive and donut.
Donation drive and donut.
Right. And it still isn't coming up. See the constraints. I say select table name, constraint name. Only I can't spell. From user constraints, where table name equals donations, and that has to be in caps. Okay, so now I'm coming out with the constraints that I made. I made a primary key one and I made a foreign key one, and so I'm looking at the constraints that I made there. Okay, and you should see one of them but not the other because you weren't successful in making them both. Okay, the next one goes into, and you can do this now. Creating a new table with the key. So instead of doing an alter, I'm doing a new table and coming up with the key there. So I'm saying create table data with key, for lack of anything else to call it. And it's going to have an ID number, which is a number of three characters, and I'm giving it a constraint. And then I'm going on and adding in the name, which is AvairCare 2 for 25, and the major, which is AvairCare 2 for 2, and the number of courses, which is a number of 3. Okay, and I'm missing a right parenthesis, of course. Where am I missing a right parenthesis? I think it's lying. Well, I can't spell bear care, is that's what my problem is.
You also missed a comma after major. You got
major? Yep. Okay. Okay, what did I not spell here? This one's okay, right?
Yeah.
And then name is AvairCare 2. For 25. And then major is AvairCare 2 for 2. And then NOM courses is a number for 3. Okay, so the table is created. And if I look at this table and do a DESC of the table, you'll see the not null there, which tells me that indeed there is a key. Okay? So then I went down and I said, okay, now create another table called create table major with key. And I said that that is going to have a major, which is going to be AvairCare 2 for 2 characters. And it is going to be the primary key. And then I've got a major name. Are you all doing this? So this is just a major number and a major name. Okay, so now I'm putting in a foreign key. So I'm saying, okay, alter the table major with, data with key, and I'm adding a constraint. See if yours works this time, Mike. Maybe it will be happy this time. And the table got altered. Okay, so I made these two tables, and now I am putting a link from major on the data with key down to major on the major with key. And it is the primary key when I'm making that link. And then I went into these, and I'm adding in some other constraints. So I said, modify the data with key and put a constraint on the N that it can't be null. Okay, so the major cannot be null, because obviously if it was null, I can't link it. So I went in and said, alter the table data with key. Okay, alter the table data with key. And I'm doing a modify. The major constraint, which is major NN, and making it so that it can't be null. And of course I made a mistake. As usual, it's a spelling error. Okay, so that means that if I try to enter anything into this data with key, I can't have the major empty. Okay, I gotta have something in the major. And if I do another showing the constraints for data with key, I'm gonna see all of these constraints that I put into it. So if I say select table name, constraint name, constraint, I don't like that word. I spell it wrong every time. From user constraints, where table name equals major with key, and again, I need to have that capitalized. Okay, so it's showing the constraints that I have. And then I went back down and I should have done that with data with key, because that's the one that has a bunch. So if I do select table name, constraint name, from user constraints, where table name equals data with key. It's showing a bunch of them. Okay, so now I'm adding in a constraint that is gonna check the major. And the major is gonna have to be a CI, a BU, or an EN. Okay, so I'm putting that in. I'm saying alter the table data with key, add a constraint on the major, and I called it major CK, and it is a check, and I'm checking that the major is in CI BU REN. And what did I do there wrong? I can't spell again, and it's constraint. I really can't spell that word. Okay, so now I've put the major can't be empty and it has to be C-I-B-U or E-M. So I've added those three things in. And if I want to, I can then go and look at all of the constraints. And if I want to get rid of a constraint, I've got it in here where I can say all of the table and drop a constraint. So that lets me get rid of the constraint. Okay. And then I went down and I tested. I didn't actually do the drop, or I did the drop and then brought it back in. But I went down and tested this down below. Okay, so I said C-I-B-U and M-A, I mean, and E-N valid. When I tried to enter an A-A one, it gave me an error. Because I said on the check that major key could only have C-I-B-U or E-M. So when I go in and say insert into major with key, and my values are CI, and then comma computer info, and as usual, I can't type for anything today. But this time I put a double quote instead of a single quote. Okay, so I've created a row, and now I try to do an insert into major with key. And this time I'm doing values AA. And I call that another. And I am determined to put a double quote into that one. Okay. What? Missing selects the keyword? What? Insert into major with key.
Why are you putting a parenthesis around values?
Because you're supposed to in the insert, aren't you?
You don't have to.
I think I always do.
No, you have. Look, you actually put it up there. You did values and then.
You're right. That's right. This is not a good day. This cold is definitely got an impact. But that still shouldn't have a problem.
It doesn't read that, though.
Well, if the whole thing, you can overdo parentheses. But yes, that is a good point. And one row was created? No. Because I have a check. And the check said...
Yeah, it's not just so loud, right?
Oh, actually, it. I'm sitting into major with key. I didn't do the constraint on the right field, so it did allow it. Because if you look up here, I did an all the table data with key. I didn't all the major with key. Okay? So if I now come in and say alter table major, and I can't spell, major with key, add constraint, major to check, and it's checking major in CI, comma, BU, comma, EN. Missing right parenthesis, I just love it. I can't do anything right today, no matter what I do. Okay, and interesting, because I have the AA already in there, it's yelling at me. So if I come in here, either delete that record, only what did I just do? Alter table major with key. Add constraint. Okay, so when I put AA in there, this is after five fumbles. When I put AA in there, then it worked. Because I already had, okay guys, I already had AA in there. So I couldn't put in a constraint that said AA wasn't allowed. Okay? So when I went back and added AA, then it's okay. And now I can do an insert into major with key values, and I'll do a BB. And this is giving me the violation because I didn't say that BB was acceptable. Okay, so when I tried to insert, I am getting an error. And I did a few more invalid things over there, and a few more in violations. So play around with those a little bit. But we actually got through this. I had a few other things I was going to do. Okay. Now, do you understand it a little? Does it make a little sense?
Oh, God, no.
Wait, so we just wasted an hour.
So, all right, I got through the entire handout, right?
Yeah.
I understand, I believe, the relational database idea.
Okay.
So the only thing is, when, like, I don't know, like, I have a primary key on another table, on the AM table, the employee table that we made. But we didn't have to assign a primary key the way we did here.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The very first thing we did was that we did an ALDA table and put the primary key on it. Look at the handout. It was the very first thing we did after we did the table.
No, I'm talking about an employee table from before.
Oh, no.
You know, we don't have to have
primary keys.
Well, no, but it has a primary key, but we never assigned it a primary key. When you do the...
Oh, yeah, when you just type the script.
Yeah, when you pull up, you know, select user constraint, the constraints from the user, all that, to find out all of your constraints, the employee table has a primary key, the original.
Okay, so then when you created it, you must have had a primary key in there. It didn't put it in magically.
Well, it was on the script, right?
Well, if you go back and look, did I give you the employee or no? That's when you went out and got, I think, at another site.
So then that's probably what it is. It's probably
maybe that one
already.
Had the
yeah. So that all right. Well, it just confused me. Then that's all.
No, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, I think I get it. Then like, you know, primary key is your main database. The foreign keys are the ones that associate and link to it.
Right.
And
the foreign key has to link to a primary key someplace else. It can't link to just a field.
Now, my other question, though, with it is, like, so it has to be the exact same data pretty much, right? Like,
Well, it links to the primary key. That's why it doesn't give a name. If we go back to wherever the handout is.
So you're always linking to some similar data.
Yeah, like it's always linking to the same data.
Right. Okay. So here's my foreign key one. And I'm saying, okay, take the field called drive number, which is on the donation table, and make it reference into the drive table. And by definition, that means into the primary key on drive table. So it could have been spelled differently.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to reference into the key, whatever I gave as the key.
But if the data is different...
The data or the field names?
The data. So, like, for example, a drive number, you know, I guess that would just be an incorrectly set up table.
Don't forget to commit it, because if not, you're going to...
What I'm saying is, like, all right, so one table could have ID numbers. Another table could have, like, I don't know, string values of whatever, no numbers. And you're going to link the primary key from the ID numbers to the string values.
It has to be the same data type. Because it's just not going to work
that's
if you
I
don't.
Thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. Commit,
you know, it doesn't have to be spelt the same because it's referencing whatever you defined as the primary key.
Yeah,
but the data has to be something that it can relate to.
Got it. And look at that. I am learning computer stuff.
Got that, everybody at home? He's learning. you add a little flavor to the whole recording.
Yeah. A little bit. Don't get the point. They'll get
us. Okay. Hopefully you got something out of going through this.